USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will announce several new initiatives Friday morning as he hosts the Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate. 23 of the world's largest economies will be represented at the virtual meeting, as well as other countries participating in climate pledges. The United Kingdom has approved the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States, where he is wanted over the publication of hundreds of thousands of classified military documents and diplomatic cables. The deportation was approved Friday by UK officials. However, a number of appeal routes remain open to Assange. He has 14 days to appeal the decision. Extradition could take place in 28 days. Father's Day is this Sunday. It's also President Biden's new holiday, Juneteenth. It's a celebration as a national holiday on Monday. All the usual locations will be closed Monday. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee is asking Virginia Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, to testify about her connections to January 6th. Both Bernie Thompson and Liz Cheney said it was time to bring the Supreme Court Justice's wife in for questioning. World-caliber soccer is invading North America in a couple of years.
FIFA has announced the 16 cities in North America that will host a World Cup match when the men's tournament commences in the summer of 2026. New York, New Jersey, Los Angeles, Dallas, San Francisco, Miami, Atlanta, Seattle, Houston, and Philadelphia are among the list. There will be 10 matches each in Mexico and Canada, while the U.S. will host 60. The site of the tournament's final has not been announced yet. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Globally, more than 55 million people have dementia, with 10 million new cases diagnosed every year. Vitamin D is a hormone precursor that is increasingly recognized for widespread effects, including brain health. A study from the University of South Australia shows a direct link between dementia and a lack of vitamin D. The report says in some populations, as much as 17% of dementia cases might be prevented by increasing everyone to normal levels of vitamin D. Soft-on-crime DAs elected to office for the last few years have proven to be disastrous for the American people. The man accused of killing two El Monte, California police officers this week had a rap sheet going back to 2009. On Monday, Justin Flores' girlfriend called police for an assault accusation. He was not arrested, and on Tuesday, he murdered two police officers in an ambush. Attorney Kurt Schlichter on Fox News Friday morning.
Look at that resume. That guy should have been making big rocks into little rocks into the foreseeable future. But instead, because of Gascon's policies, he's on the street. He murders Officer Santana. He murders Officer Paredes. Look at that family. Look at the devastation he's caused to those people and their community. But that's not it. Those are not the only victims. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of such victims in Los Angeles, victims of his leftist policy of blaming the citizens instead of the criminals. This is disgraceful. We need to get rid of this bum.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.